Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2020 NFL Draft Stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radios, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests at your leisure. And today we've got the SMU Mustang standout interior defensive lineman, Demarick, can you hear me?
Yes, Demarick.
All right, man.
Yes,
how's the day treating you? How's the day treating you?
Oh, everything.
I said, how's this
afternoon treating you? Oh, everything is going good. Everything is going really good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I hear you. Okay.
So let's kind of get into the nooks and crannies of it. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. So what's it like? You're about a month away from finding out where you're going to land. I mean, what's it like waking up every day, you know, as you get closer and closer to the 2020 NFL draft?
It's really been a blessing, honestly. It's kind of, you know, it's scary not knowing what's next for you, but at the same time, it's exciting. And, you know, like I said, I'm just blessed to be here and blessed to be in this position to even be getting another opportunity, another chance to go and play the game that I love. So, like I said, I'm excited, a little bit nervous, but, you know, with everything going on, but at the same time, like I said, I'm excited and blessed to be in this position.
Definitely. Now, when do you start, you know, the game that you love, when do you begin playing? I mean, what age do you kind of get on the field and start doing your thing?
I started playing when I was about 4 years old. I started playing on flag. I actually used to be the mascot of my uncle's Little League football team up until I could be able to play. So I've been playing the game and knowing the game for as long as I can remember.
That's awesome. You might be the first guy that I ever knew that was actually a mascot prior to playing. That's kind of a neat little thing to put in the back pocket.
Oh,
I love
yeah.
it. So, I mean, a better athlete, because, I mean, you're a hell of an athlete now. You're a bigger guy, but nonetheless, you're an athlete. I mean, were you always a little bit bigger, but a little bit better of an athlete than most of the other kids?
I always been probably the biggest person in my classes, always, especially growing up. Y'all always been, like, you know, the big friends. Like, you know, all my friends have been, like, you know, skinny guys, and I always been that big guy, you know, just hanging with all the skinny guys, but... I always been like, you know, the big kids hang around and be around. And so, you know, it's something I'm kind of used to at this point.
Yeah. And so kind of take us through. So you start doing you might have played both sides of the line in high school. I don't know that. But how did you start trending towards the position you now and becoming that defensive interior guy?
I've been playing defensive line my entire life since I was in Little League. I remember playing a little bit of offensive line when I was in Little League, but for the most part, defensive line has always been my position ever since, like I said, Little League and all the way up until this point. When I first got to high school, I played the entire defensive line, and the same thing in college. I played nose, I played defensive end, I played the three technique, I played the two-eye, every position that you can think of. On the defensive line, I played it except for, like, you know, hybrid or anything. But for the most part, like I said, I've always been a flexible guy. And can, you know, I've been playing, like I said, the entire defensive line really my whole life. Kind of anywhere, you know, Coach, you usually need me, I can play, especially when it comes to D-line.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Demarick Gary here on the C2P talking a little college football and NFL draft as we find out a little bit more about what this young man brings to this next label. For you, I ask all the guys that come on the show, I mean, if we throw you in that film room with these NFL scouts, I mean, what do you think these scouts are going to love about you? What are those hallmark abilities that they're going to fall in love with?
Like I just said, like I'm flexible. You know, I have game film of me playing every position on the defensive line since my freshman year. And then when it comes to the game, I'm a smart player and I pick up things, you know, pretty fast. Because like I said, I've been playing the position my whole life. I feel like, you know, of course, football pretty much doesn't change. The only thing that really truly changes is the speed of the game and, you know, the terminology from, you know, team to team. But at the same time, you know, it's all the same for me and the shit. I'm just, like I said, I'm excited, you know, for the opportunity. But like I said, I think my flexibility and my availability, pretty much, I play anywhere the coach needs me and just going ball out. So I think that's my biggest upside, you know, going into the draft.
Awesome. And how about this one? What goes unnoticed? I mean, you could be a team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie. Maybe the defense that you played didn't allow you to blitz more or do certain things. What do these scouts need to know about you that they don't see on tape that they should know?
Oh, man, I'm a hard worker, man. Like, I'm a real hard worker. Like, that's kind of something I pride myself off of. Something that, you know, that's truly in my blood, you know, just where I'm from in life. You know, you got to work for everything that you get, you know, where I'm from. And so, man, I'm willing to work and willing to, you know, do whatever, man, just to show teams and show coaches that I can, and I'm a valuable person and I can play the game. And on top of that, I'm a great person off the field too, as well, doing a lot of things in the community, all those type of things. I really pride myself off of, and but you know, like I said, just you know, that I'm a hard worker, you know, and wherever I land, whoever give me the opportunity, you know, from day one, I'm gonna hit the ground running and ready to work and get better, and that's just all I know. It's really work hard and work for everything you want. So that's what I really want a lot of teams to really know, that they can't see on tape.
Excellent. I love it, man. Way to really explain it and get it out there. For you, I mean, were you able to put your pro day on? And I apologize for not knowing, just because we have so many different kids on and there were so many days canceled, but some kids did get their in or some guys did some video pro day work. What was it like for you to just get some pro day combine numbers out there?
So, you know, unfortunately, you know, with the whole, you know, coronavirus, I wasn't able to do a pro day, and I was actually planning on doing a video pro day, but I couldn't get right now, you know, facilities and fields and stuff are still closed. So I'm still in the midst of, I got a little bit of time, you know, to still get that out there. And it's still in the works of trying to get a video pro day done. So right now all I got to go off of is my film and a couple of mock draft numbers that I did from training. And that's just kind of where it's at right now. And I just got to go with, you know, the cards that was dealt to me. And just try, like I said, hopefully the team will definitely give me a chance and a shot off of what they know, what they see on film. And shoot, I'm going to go from there and do my part.
Definitely. And Demarek, you sound very sound like a nice, humble kid. When do you kind of switch, you know, gears and get into this ferocious lineman that, you know, is just chasing quarterbacks down and causing such havoc for offensive linemen?
Oh, that's always me. I'm just a cool person though. You know, of course, when I'm not on the field, you know, it's a different type of breed, different type of person that comes out. But I've had to learn that, you know, you got to switch over into, you know, just regular life mode, you know, once you walk off the field. And that's just kind of the stage I'm in right now. But I'm definitely a fierce guy when it come to being on the field. Just a fierce competitor. I like to compete, man, and that's the difference between me, you know, off the field and on the field. I'm just kind of, you know, I'm kind of chill, laid back guy. I like to have a little fun, you know, when I'm off the field. But when I'm on the field, it's all about business. And like you just said, man, trying to get to that quarterback and you know, getting these TFLs and all that type of stuff. So that's kind of, you know, that swagger pull out when I'm on the field.
It's definitely noticeable. That's why I wanted to ask. I mean, you definitely bring it. And, I mean, I would not want to be trying to slow you down once you get that body going, because they got to be a hell of a task keeping you quiet all day. Once again, Demerick Gary here on the C2P as we talk a little NFL draft with this SMU standout, and he shares what he brings for this next level as he eyes an opportunity in the National Football League. Demerick, for you, when you look back, I mean, did your collegiate career go by in a blink of an eye?
Oh, yeah. No, it went really fast. It went really, really fast. You know, I just think about I remember, like, my first actual practice at SMU, and just to think how fast the time went. But it was a definitely great time. I played all 4 years. You know, I was a four-year starter. And so that's been a big – it's been a big thing to see how much I've progressed and gotten better over the years. And actually, you know, how much I've grown as a person over these last 4 years. And so, like I said, it's been a blessing to be able to be on the same team for 4 years at Sag University, right now working on finishing up my degree. Like I said, my career went by pretty fast, you know, in terms of college.
Definitely. And I'm curious, being a Dallas, Texas kid, staying, you know, I mean, what was it like getting offers, and how important was it to play at a place like SMU?
It was truly a blessing, honestly. You know, my family got to see me play on the weekends when I was home. That was so huge for me, just to get this moment and capture these moments with family and close friends, and you know, to do it in my own city, you know, where I'm actually from. And that was a true blessing, and I think, you know, of course, doing it for SMU, it was honestly a school I never thought I would end up at, but you know, I ended up there, and things were really good, you know, on the field and off the field. And so, you know, it was really cool. I wouldn't trade those moments and trade the decision for anything else. You know, like I said, I believe that I was at SMU for a reason, and I did all that I was supposed to do during my years there, and had a good time doing it. So, yeah.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Demerick Gary here on the C2P. Before we let you go, we always like to have some fun. We call it three and out, a few off the wall questions. Are you ready to take a shot with some of those?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, your head coach, Sonny Dykes, does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Dykes, and would they do it in front of him?
We got a couple of teammates. I have a couple of teammates who does a great impression of Coach Dykes. He's a cool dude. He's a funny guy. He's real, like, chill. He's just a funny guy, man. But I don't have an impression of him, you know, that I do. But he's a funny guy, man.
How about this one? Take us inside that locker room. Could be you or a teammate. Does anybody have a fantastic nickname?
Fantastic nickname. Probably James Prochet, you know, with the whole Channel 3 thing. It's a cool, unique thing, man. And, you know, he got his own brand where it's like a little kid in front of a TV. And so it's pretty cool, man. It's his old brand he got growing up. It's the guy that I grew up with, too. Yeah, but, like, you know, Channel 3, it's actually, you know, becoming to, like, his own personal, you know, brand and logo. Like, you know, he got his family involved and everything. So it's pretty cool.
Excellent. And then the final one, the draft is so close. I'm sure that's going to be a weekend with family and friends as you kind of celebrate this next draft. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
Oh, it's definitely my mom. Like, definitely my mom's the best cook in the family. But she makes, like, this pasta, like chicken pasta, and I know that day and those, you know, those 3-4 days, I'm going to need something to eat, you know, just, but yeah, no, the chicken pasta, that's her thing.
I love it, man. Demerick, hey, man, you've been fantastic. We appreciate you stopping by, and we always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level.
Oh, yeah, man, appreciate you.
Awesome stuff. Once again, that is Demerick Gary, the stand-up from SMU, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Remember, Apple Music, iTunes, Block Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests.
This has been a C2P exclusive.